Welcome to the Do Less Podcast. I'm Jake Velasquez.
I'm Mike Bramante.
It's a rainy day outside.
Listen. Would have
been a good day to stay home and not do anything, but I came to the city and I just walked about 80 blocks to Mike's place.
You're soaked.
I'm soaked.
You didn't bring an umbrella. Do Less, don't bring an umbrella.
Umbrellas are...
they're too cumbersome.
I would go as far as saying owning an umbrella is going against our philosophy.
I agree. I actually don't own one.
Yeah, yeah. Nor should you.
Because every time I buy one, I leave it somewhere.
Umbrellas are communal.
You
go to a restaurant and you're leaving and there's a bucket of umbrellas, feel free to take one.
Right. In the city, they're communal.
They're communal.
Yeah, because I'm leaving mine everywhere, so I feel like I can grab whatever one I see.
Yeah, I've never not lost an umbrella. Like I don't feel guilty taking an umbrella because I've lost or donated, however you want to view it, hundreds.
Well, you donate it to the community.
There is this though, quick tip for the umbrella. If you're gonna get an umbrella, get one from like those sketchy bodegas that take cash only. Mm-hmm. You know, that are like literally 100 square feet, like a little hole in the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Or like the newsstands. Because it's like five, cash only, but you have some cash on you. As in the comedy business, we got cash on
us. Yeah, we have cash.
$5, $10, you get a decent umbrella. It's not going to last you forever, but you're going to lose it anyways.
I disagree. Every time I've got one of those umbrellas, it just breaks immediately as soon as I open it. And then if there's any wind, it's flying upside down. It's inverting.
You don't know how to wield an umbrella.
I definitely don't. But none of those work.
If you know how to wield an umbrella, I'm telling you.
What do you mean wield an umbrella? The wind will break that thing in half in 2 seconds.
Well, because this is the alternative. You're either going to go to a newsstand, you spend $5, you get a shitty umbrella that, whatever, it's like those cameras, you know?
Yeah.
You toss it once you're done with it.
Right, it's a disposable camera. It's a
disposable umbrella. But then Dwayne Reed, same quality umbrella in my opinion.
Yeah, those
are
bad. Those are like
they charge you like $20.
Yeah, 15 or 20
with inflation.
I agree. I've gotten some of some of those that have broke too.
They break just as quickly, and they always put them up front on the rainy day.
You're right.
They're fleecing you. So if you're two options, you have three options. Get a really nice umbrella that you're gonna have for the long term.
Yeah.
Which who is capable of that?
You can't have it's impossible. I actually splurged on an umbrella because I've always got those shitty ones. I'm like, all right, I'm finally gonna get a nice one, and I left it at the comedy club the first time I brought it.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm never gonna remember to bring it back.
Exactly. And then this guy that I used to work with, his philosophy was get a very expensive umbrella, like an absurdly expensive umbrella.
Well,
because then you'll never want to lose it. But the thing is, he's like my size. And his umbrella is like a Hummer. It's like he's driving a Hummer down the sidewalk. it's a golf umbrella.
You see some people with the golf umbrellas that literally take up the entire sidewalk.
It's
And those are the most obnoxious things in
unless
the world.
You have like unless you're like a you know like I don't mean this to be offensive, but like an immigrant family, you know, you're squeezing like 8 people into one umbrella. Like then sure.
If you're carrying if you're covering a family
of
8, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're a single person, it's a disaster.
No, it's rude. Unless you're just there to be charitable, but most often those guys are like in a suit and stealing from the poor.
No.
As they take up the entire sidewalk with their Hummer-sized umbrella.
No, it's a disaster. And here's the other thing. I'm convinced I could just walk under scaffolding, all right? I can if you are intelligent and you know where the scaffolding is in the city, you'll never have a drop of rain on you.
This is the thing though. You're right.
I am right.
But there's
you got to know the routes.
Multiple types of scaffolding.
Yeah,
because on the way here, easy breezy walk.
Some are a little more porous than others.
Then you hit the 30s on Third Avenue.
Yeah,
oof, that scaffolding is a problem.
It's rough
because it's not just the normal scaffolding where you still get the wide sidewalk. It's the construction scaffolding where you have this narrow hallway.
Yes,
and then there's like these weird leaks. You don't know. It's like asbestos mixed with rainwater.
There's some leakage.
Yeah, it's
there's
disgusting.
Some leakage. And
I'd rather get rained on at that point.
It's a good point because if you get one of those globs of the leakage from that scaffolding, that you don't know what that is. That could be a mix, like you said.
What was that thing that people were getting from like drinking AC water? Or not drinking AC water, but they'd like get it.
Well, sometimes when you sit outside, that's the thing with like all this outdoor seating is you're sitting on the sidewalk.
Yeah, AC water can
and
easily
AC
spill
water
in your
just
food.
Drops down into the food.
Yeah,
and so you're well, I don't know what you're
into your pasta primavera.
Yeah, you're becoming
Legionnaires.
Legionnaires.
Now all of a sudden you get Legionnaires disease.
Yeah,
which Legionnaire sounds like a brand of AC.
It, right.
The Legionnaire 2000.
I thought you like turned into a Marvel character or something. Yeah. But true. What is Legionnaire? Is that
it's some illness, but I don't even know what it is.
Is it death? Is it like, can it lead to death?
I literally don't know anything. Yeah, Legionnaire. I just remember me and my friends talking about how AC water causes Legionnaire's disease, and I guess a handful of people had gotten it.
Yeah.
From like maybe a restaurant or something, like AC water had leaked into some sort of food. There's a news article about it. But it is funny. The name.
Yeah. Outdoor. Yeah.
Legionnaires.
Yeah, Legionnaires.
The Legionnaire.
The Legion of Airs. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So do less. Don't own an umbrella. Just find one. It's part of the community.
Yeah.
Pick one up. Don't feel bad about it.
Right.
And keep it moving. Figure it out. Do what you got to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Walking through the cities, walking through the Manhattan streets in the on a rainy day, treat it sort of like a chess game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when we were trying to meet up, we were trying to cross paths.
Right.
And we were coordinating for a second, and then you're asking me what street, and I'm jumping avenue to avenue because I'm playing against the lights in the scaffold.
I know. Yeah.
Everything's being taken into account. It's like a
there's a lot of factors.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's
like
a lot
risk.
Of
risk. I'll just name.
I didn't
games.
Think based on where we were both at. I was like, and I knew it was about terrain. I knew I'd have to take that into consideration.
Yeah. Yep.
So I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna meet you back at my apartment.
How much behind you was I?
Maybe 15 minutes.
Oh, that's
but good. But here's the thing is I did jump on a city bike for a little bit of it to cut the time down because I really thought it was going to rain. So
it
I
was.
Took that into consideration.
Oh, you were right.
I was right. I needed to get home before it poured.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just one of those things, you know, like it's hard because you always want to coordinate a walk.
Mm-hmm. It would have been nice to coordinate a walk.
It's
nice
fun.
Day, I would have met you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, now it's rainy and gloomy and I'm sad.
No, same, same.
Yeah.
I'm depressed. Actually, I feel pretty good coming off this walk because it's been a while since I've done a long city trek.
A walk in the rain, though.
Yeah, yeah, which isn't ideal, but it's still nice.
Sometimes that could be nice. It could be a little refreshing.
I also thought from the 59th to about 34th, I'd hit quite a bit of riffraff.
Mm-hmm.
Because if people say Midtown is like a homeless haven now.
It's a disaster.
Only one. I mean,
depends on what avenue you're walking down.
This one person did account for 10 because they were literally accosting someone and following him, saying they were going to kill him. But
there you go.
That was the only one.
You got to walk down Park. I said you were moving east.
I know, but Park.
You're East Alex. I don't know what's going on here.
But I was, again, I'm playing a chess game, and Park's got no scaffolding.
On a nice day, you always got to go down Park.
Oh, nice day. It's no brainer. Well, nice day, I'm not in a rush.
There's no scaffolding on Park because the rich people buy out the scaffolding.
There's literally one building with scaffolding on Park Avenue.
Yeah.
That I would have passed on the walk. It's on like 62nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
I know it well. It's the most stunning piece of scaffolding. I almost hope the building never takes it down. They have vines going through and like beautiful flowers blossoming out of the steel. It's unbelievable.
West Alex people aren't accepting scaffolding.
No. Well, so actually, you'll like this.
Yeah.
It's on brand with the episode.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new type of scaffolding now. If in the rare occasion that one of these beautiful buildings has to go under scaffolding,
yeah,
it's this white, like Art Deco, beautiful. It's just like a beautiful scaffolding, and they call it the Urban Umbrella.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got to find one of these and just sit under it during a rainy day.
Honestly, even on a nice day, the Urban Umbrella is nice to be under.
Yeah. I want an Urban Umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why when I don't want shitty scaffolding on my building, but if my building was putting up some Urban Umbrellas, it's kind of nice to have the cover from the rain.
It is nice.
Your building.
Well, we got some scaffolding outside our building.
Yeah, yeah. You don't know that.
It's pretty.
It's no Urban Umbrella.
It's no Urban Umbrella. It doesn't look great, but it's pretty tight, though.
Right.
Not a lot of leakage.
Yeah, that's good. That's
yeah.
Good. That's all you can ask for.
Yeah, I'm moving out of here anyways.
Are you?
TBD? I don't know yet.
Well, the thing is, by the time this episode comes out, we could potentially know.
We could potentially know.
But we...
That's true.
Right.
So stay tuned.
But for our listeners out there, we potted yesterday. That's the episode you probably heard last week. And now we're potting back-to-back days. It's been a while since we've done this.
Back-to-back days is insane. So, you know, we're really committed to it. Hey, we took a hiatus, but we're back at it. So one thing we wanted to potentially talk about, I'd say maybe we're bringing back Do Less Person of the Week.
Sure.
We can do that.
Yeah, why not?
We can do whatever we want.
We're not talking to that.
So Do Less Person of the Week, Adam Sandler.
Yep.
He's in a new movie.
Have we done him before?
We should have if we haven't.
We probably have.
But the reason that he's... So, okay, what's this movie called again?
Hustle.
Hustle.
Which, not Do Less.
Not do less. There's way too, actually, way too much going on.
Yeah.
Too many NBA players.
They had crazy cameos.
That's what I'm saying, but that's too much.
It wasn't just NBA players. It was, the Shock was not the players. They had, like, NBA coaches.
They had NBA coaches, NBA arenas.
Yeah, yeah.
It was owners. All, yeah.
They had some quite, that movie must have cost so much money.
Here's the thing, is it was, Sandler was incredible. He made the movie watchable. To me, it was very corny, and it was a nice inspirational story, whatever, but it was corny.
It was corny, but it was good. I mean, the bar is pretty low nowadays. There's a couple outliers. There's, like, the occasional movie where you're just, like, blown away.
Yeah.
Like, when Parasite came out, mm-hmm. you know, but then...
didn't see it. It was too scary.
Oh, it's great. But the average movie, like, to me, this was as good as any of the average
sure. movies. Sure. I mean, it was fine. I watched it. You know, Sandler was great, though. But the thing he's a do-less guy because he just seems to do what he wants.
Well, he is a do-less guy, which sounds a little maybe contradictory because he does so much. But he is a minimum effort, maximum output guy.
Yeah, and the way he dresses like a 13-year-old year-round, baggy shorts.
He dresses like a comedy club booker.
Yeah, right. Right, but he does it by choice, I think, and maybe they do too. But
they do too, but yeah. They don't have as much money as Adam.
No, they don't. But he'll be in like the Netflix offices with like and one, you know, XXL shorts.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is like he was wearing that style of clothing like really baggy when it was popular and then he became famous and he just never stopped wearing it.
Well, I like that.
I like that too.
Cuz that is a do-less move because not only just the style itself is kind of do-less because it's like baggy, cozy clothing.
Yeah.
But it's do-less because he hasn't followed the trends. He picked a trend he liked and he stuck
and
with
it. And he sticks with it no matter what.
Exactly.
And it will come back around.
Right. And he knows who he is.
Yeah.
Sometimes to do-less, you have to really understand yourself.
You have to be in tune with yourself.
Because then you could just kind of go with the flow.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And that's what he does. And he's not loyal to any brands or any schools. He'll wear gear from any college. I've seen him in every different college imaginable. Like, he'll be in a Duke t-shirt one day and a UNC the next. Like, he doesn't care.
I will say this, though.
I'm sure colleges throw him gear and he'll just wear whatever.
Potentially. I also think if you're poor, loyalty is a little more appealing because you could be like, oh, I only wear Yankee stuff. It's like, yeah, well, because you can only afford one jersey.
Right.
So naturally, it's going to be just supporting one team.
But I like how he just supports whatever.
Yeah.
Because sure. I kind of do that too. I got a bunch of different college shirts and I don't care.
And there's a great Adam Sandler meme.
I'm Adam Sandler.
There's a great Adam Sandler meme that made me love him because it's very spot on with who he is as a person.
Yeah.
But it was like, they were like, if my whole team eats was a person.
Right.
And it's Adam Sandler, which is so true.
It's so true.
He takes care of the boys.
He's done several movies with just the boys.
A lot of these movies, I don't even think he cares to do. He just knows that his boys need to eat.
The boys need to eat. And he has them in
he has them in every movie.
And he does it for the kids, too. Some point, he just like, I want to just do movies my kids are going to enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And he does movies. Like, he's, you know, Happy Madison, his production company. Is it him, just him?
Or no, it's another guy, I think, like, who's, you know, the money guy and the agent behind. It's like his agent, I think.
But they do a lot of movies that Adam Sandler's not even in, but it's just one of his friends. If one of his friends have a passion project that isn't going to get produced by another company, Happy Madison will take it
on. Less, he always kind of has the same side characters, you know what I mean? Like, same cast.
Right.
Like, the guy in Big Daddy, who's like the his buddy who's like delivers food from the restaurant or whatever. Right. He's in everything.
Yeah.
What's his name again? Rob Schneider,
David Spade's in a lot of them. Then he has the guys that I don't even know their names, but they're in like four or five different Adam Sandler movies.
Kevin James is in a few.
He's a late addition though.
Yeah, he's a
Kevin James kind of came in later, I feel like.
Chris Rock's
in a lot.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi.
I mean, a lot of these guys are great.
Yeah.
But then he has like a handful of guys that like you don't know, and they're in a bunch. And you know, Jon Stewart's in a lot of Sandler stuff, actually.
Yeah, Big Daddy, others, whatever.
They're boys.
The guy, you know, once you get, that's what I would do, too.
Yeah, he surrounded himself with good people.
Right, surround yourself with good people and always just go to them when you want to, like, you know, it's entourage lifestyle.
Yeah, and he's had a period of straight stankers. Me and my friends used to joke that he should be put in handcuffs for what he's doing to movie viewers. But he's now kind of had this renaissance where he was in Uncut Gems. It wasn't his movie, but he was great in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now this movie Hustle he's very good in. And it's like, oh, this guy could act.
Listen, maybe he's winning an Oscar at some point.
Who knows? I could see it.
I could see him getting a statue.
And in terms of another thing about him that's like, I don't know if there's a meme about this, but it's the internet's definitely talked about it,
mm-hmm.
is the guy, for a period of time, was just exclusively casting the most beautiful woman of that year.
Of that era.
And casting her as his wife or girlfriend or love interest.
Yep.
So he's on screen, kissed the most beautiful, more of beautiful women than any other actor in history.
That's a good point. He has done that. Let's run through a couple of them. It was Jessica Biel at one point, mm-hmm. right?
And I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. He has a scene where he's touching her bazoongas or whatever you want to call them. Jessica Biel. What's that one in Click who's like Kate Beckinsale?
Kate Beckinsale.
Then in...
He has Just Go With It with Jennifer Aniston and Brooke, the supermodel, the swimsuit model.
That's the movie I was thinking of. Where you have two of like the most beautiful women in the world.
Right.
In one.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And then his wife in Grown Ups or Grown Ups 2 is, Selma Hayek, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, just to name a few off the top of our head.
Oh, and then what's her name? I mean, this was, again, wasn't his movie, but Julia Fox in Uncut Gems.
Right, Uncut Joms.
Uncut Joms. The guy knows what he's doing.
The guy knows what he's doing. Yeah. So, I think he's a great Do Less person of the week, and I can't believe we haven't brought him up.
No, I know. It's he's inspiring. And the thing is he got into comedy very young. It's mm-hmm. always, this is what he's done his whole life.
This is what he's always done. And he used to live with, I read those Judd Apatow books, he used to be roommates with Judd Apatow. And, like, they would, just, like, write sketches and do stand-up together, like, when they're 20 years old. And we started a decade later, and it's unfortunate.
That's fine. It's okay. but, yeah, different paths. What was I going to say? Oh, I was watching, I think it was Fresh Prince, though. When they're in the locker room mm-hmm. of like the basketball team, mm-hmm. and he's in that.
He is?
Yeah.
He makes a cameo?
Yeah. Well, I think he's pretty young.
Oh, he's young.
A young Sandler. It's just like role. He just had a little role. But it's so interesting when you see these guys like in these old.
The hoop in the Fresh Prince basketball scenes are hilarious because they're like 6 feet tall. And he's just doing windmill jams.
I know.
But anyway, so do less. Adam Sandler, he knows who he is. He's always been true to himself.
Yeah.
Brought the boys along, dresses like a 13-year-old, same cast. Always cast the hottest woman of the most sexiest woman alive for that year.
He does everything right.
He does everything.
Yeah.
He's an idol.
He's an idol.
Yeah.
And started out at our, hopefully not forever, but current home club.
Oh, he's on the wall.
Yeah, he has multiple pictures.
He's multiple pictures.
And if you go to the website, he's on the website because that was his last comedy special was at the comic strip.
That's a good point. He's on the website.
So the comic strip is like synonymous specifically, like the comics that people think of are Jerry Seinfeld, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler.
I think that's true.
Like, those are the three guys that really came up. And actually, Eddie Murphy.
I was going to say Eddie Murphy, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you got to throw Rodney in the mix because everything's the house that Rodney built.
But he then formed his own club.
Yeah,
so I
know.
Those other four guys are even a little more tied.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Seinfeld special and Sandler special were of most recent era they filmed those.
Well,
there.
Those are the only two guys out of those four that still, I mean, almost never, but will on occasion probably visit that place. Where I don't think Rock or Murphy have any intention.
No. Well, it's a lot. There is a lot of history, and now
Rock might.
Right, but I don't know what you said. Our hometown club, not for. Long. I mean, I hope it's my hometown club for the rest of my life.
I mean, I hope it's my hometown club forever. But it would be nice to maybe make it like the Comedy Cellar one day.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got a painting of the Comedy Cellar behind you, but the thing is,
you should change that painting to your hometown club.
It actually
would look better as art.
Aesthetically, the comic strip is beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful is weird, but it's got a thing. It's got something.
Inside, I wouldn't say.
Yeah, inside,
I wouldn't
inside.
Say like when you walk
Except
in.
Except I think this place is like insanely nice inside too.
It is. Yeah. So, well, the strip, a lot of history. The face, the...
If those walls could talk,
the pictures on those walls are insane. I took a picture of it one day, but it's like, it's who's who's ever done comedy. And then it's like, you know, me and you are walking in to do late night, but...
Yeah.
It's pretty cool to be around the history.
No, it's great. It's great. And you feel it. Because they haven't renovated it in 100 years.
No. Why would you? When you have that type of history, you can't clean it.
Yeah,
it's in the walls.
Right.
It's in the bowels of the place.
Yeah, sure.
So, you know, don't wash it away.
It is kind of crazy, the pictures they have on the wall. Because you'll see some, like, comic you've never heard of hosting that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And his picture's on the wall. But then, like... Sam Morril came up there and where's his picture?
No, true.
I mean? The pictures, he's a little younger,
you know what else? The pictures are also in black and white, less.
Yeah.
So it feels like the pictures were taken like 30 years ago, which they might, most of them.
Some of them are.
Some of
these
them are.
Look young. Like Bob Saget. Is Bob Saget on
like
the wall?
Bob Saget's
yeah,
on
he
there.
Looks
he's
like
Danny
he's
Tanner.
He's a teenager.
He's Danny Tanner. Before Danny Tanner.
Yeah, it's pretty Danny Tanner.
Yeah. But in like Chris Rock looks like a teenager. Right. Jerry Seinfeld's 18 or 19.
Yeah, he's so young.
So like, but the I
Sandler
like
Sandler too has a really young picture.
I like the black and white photos because
he's got like waves too. Like he was wearing it.
Yeah, it makes it look like you're back in time.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. I mean, I love it. It's my favorite place in the world.
Yeah, no, I can't. It's incredible.
I'll be there tonight. Actually, I can't wait.
I know I'm gonna miss it because I'm playing basketball. Ball's life.
Ball's life. This guy Mike, he plays basketball.
Another thing about Sandler. Guy still plays basketball with his boys.
Well, of course, the movie that we were talking about to start the conversation is called Hustle. It's about getting into the NBA, about getting this guy into the NBA.
Well, he loves basketball, but he still plays pickup.
Oh, yeah, he still plays pickup. You'll see, like, this...
He's kind of got the Brazow jump shot, where he's like, it's like over his head. But he makes it.
The difference, like, or... Well, I don't know if we've talked about it on the pod, but you know, like Lifetime Fitness or that gym or whatever.
Yeah.
Where there's like, you got LeBron doing windmill dunks on people.
Right.
And all these NBA players show up. Mm-hmm. And then just randomly Adam Sandler's in the mix.
Right. He's just like,
with these so, like legends of basketball.
Sometimes they like toss him the ball and let him shoot a jump shot.
Yeah. Yeah. And it goes in.
Yeah.
He like, you know, does the jog back up the court. Hey, the guy's a legend.
No, he is a legend. Yeah.
And the movie he made with LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James produced it.
Yeah, co-producers. And you got to imagine that they were talking about this in between games on the pickup court.
Oh, they were definitely running pickup. The only reason they made this movie is they could run pickup together.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Last thing about Adam Sandler. Is he in L.A.? Does he live in L.A. or New York?
I think he lives in L.A. now, yeah.
So one of the things I like about him is he casts a lot of New York actors.
Good point.
Buscemi, New York actor. Turturro, New York actor. Those guys are in a lot of Sandler movies. I feel like he's
got a soft spot for New York.
He takes care of his boys, but he didn't forget about them.
He didn't forget about them when he went all Hollywood.
Rock, New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all in his movies.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He went Hollywood, but was able to still keep his roots. That's
right.
Rare.
That is rare. Well, because he knows who he is.
Exactly.
He's an authentic guy.
Exactly. It's a man who knows who he is.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. He might be my idol.
He really is. He's up there.
Yeah, he's up there for sure.
Yeah. So he's our person of the week.
I mean, if you know, I'm sure he's going to listen, but, thanks for all you've done to inspire us.
Lastly, some of you by this time had hopefully caught Do Less. Now we have a new marketing strategy. We alluded to it in the last episode. We didn't touch on it.
Yep.
And we're just letting you in on a little secret. The thing is, because the people we're talking to right now, the people listening right now, you're the loyal listeners.
That's right.
So you're cued in on everything.
Right.
Nothing we do will ever be to blindside you or to mislead you.
We're honest up front, guys.
If someone starts listening to the podcast 5 episodes from now, they might not really know what's going on.
No, they don't. But they'll catch up quickly.
But for our loyal listeners, and that's all we care about, you'll always know what we're up to.
Correct.
And so just to let you know what we're up to, our new marketing strategy is we're just going to name a very famous person specifically of that week. We won't talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about them. But our description will be with the name and how they're our guest this week, because we're trying to boost our listens.
Right. So
our last episode was Joe Biden because he fell off the bike. We said that he came in. We talked about the bike accident.
Exactly.
Obviously, he didn't come in.
Now, so that's the thing. So we're going to do less, ride the coattails of what's trending.
Yeah.
Right. So kind of like Adam Sandler casting the hottest woman alive at the time to star opposite his movie, we're going to cast the hottest person of the week to quote unquote be on the episode so we could use them in the description.
Yeah. And I just want to be super clear here. That doesn't mean that's the person of the week. Episode could be named like Kanye West, but the person of the week is like, you know, I don't know, LeBron James. Like it has nothing to do with each other.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all following the trends.
It's just to boost the listens.
Right. So we were thinking about having...
So don't be thrown off.
Yeah, we were thinking about...
The description has nothing to do with the episode.
Well, you kind of threw a curveball and you let him in on our marketing strategy, to be in all honest and upfront with the listeners. We are maybe going to be like, hey, we got Amber Heard.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, sure, to end the episode. But look,
yeah.
But I just want to...
You're right. You got to be right. We got to be honest and upfront.
With our loyal listeners, I just want to let them in. But going forward, it doesn't matter.
If you don't listen to this episode, you won't necessarily know the marketing strategy.
And that's why you shouldn't skip episodes.
Right. So this is a lesson.
This is a lesson.
But we know who you are, the loyal listeners. We know.
This is for you.
So this is for you. So this is our little secret.
We don't want you to see an episode thinking that you're going to get, you know, a 40-minute conversation with Ben Shapiro, because chances are you wouldn't want to listen to that anyways.
Right.
You'd rather just listen to us talk.
Right.
So don't be thrown. You see a name, I don't want to listen to a high-powered guest. I'd rather just listen to Jake and Mike talk. Don't worry, that's what you're
But getting. When somebody is searching for Ben Shapiro, Do Less is going to pop up.
Exactly.
And we're gonna get that listen.
Yeah, and we're not even going to talk about Ben Shapiro on the episode.
And so that means even more so, because like they'll listen longer because they'll be like, wait, when's Ben Shapiro coming on?
Right.
And then they have to listen to the whole thing to realize that he's not going to be on. And That's why it's even more of a genius marketing strategy.
We'll cue you in on this. Sometimes we might have to dangle the carrot a little bit
because
we know that some people might wise up to this.
Sure.
So we might keep saying things like, soon we'll get to our guest.
Yes.
And then we won't.
Our guest, I think he's running late.
Yeah, he's running late.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes.
He texted us.
We're going to have our big guest on.
Right.
And then it ends up being a friend, or it's nobody, or we cut it off.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing bit. You're
in on it.
You're in on it.
Yeah.
Congrats. Yeah.
If you tell a friend about the pod, we'd prefer that you didn't tell them about the bit.
Don't tell them about the bit. Let them figure it out themselves.
If they listen to three episodes and they say, what the hell's going on? I thought, then maybe cue them in. But get them listening first.
Get them listening.
Yeah.
And we're going to be tricking people into listening through this tactic.
Yeah, and I think so far it's working.
So I think, you know, with that said, we have a big guest this week.
We do have a big guest.
She was in a recent trial that kind of,
went to shit, so to speak.
That's but they point. It kind of took the hearts and minds of all the TikTokers across the land.
Yeah. It was a good trial.
Good trial. Libel defamation trial.
Yeah, and also there's a lot.
High-powered stars.
A lot going on in the world right now. You got inflation, you got a crashing economy, you got a war in Ukraine. It was a nice distraction.
It was a nice distraction.
Yeah.
Which we like to be.
We like to be the distraction.
Yeah.
That's why, yeah, we're, if it comes down to it, I will pull my pants down and drop a Cleveland steamer on the front lawn of someone's house if I need
to. Well, that's a little graphic. Yeah. But but this guest of ours, famous actress, she famously took a Cleveland steamer on.
Is that what it's called? I don't even think it is.
But...
so funny.
She took a Cleveland steamer on Johnny Depp's bed.
Yeah.
During their relationship.
Yeah.
And this is her breaking her silence to come and talk to us about why she did that.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Amber Heard.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.